your home is more connected than ever. So when one kid is schooling the competition,
got it,
the other is getting schooled.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
And you're streaming a webinar for work and the latest episode of your favorite show at the same time. Shh. Your Wi-Fi needs to be able to handle it. That's why Xfinity never stops working to bring you faster, more reliable Wi-Fi. So you can do it all at the same time. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and I'm flying solo today. Carlos is unavailable right now, so I'm going to do a quick rundown of UFC Fight Night, Thiago Santos versus Glover Teixeira. I'll do a quick rundown of these prelims. So we started with Gustavo Lopez picking up the first round sub in the bantamweight against Anthony Berchak. Then we went to the welterweight division where we got a third round knockout by Max Griffin on Ramiz Behramaj. With the story coming out of this fight of Behramaj's ear almost being torn off. Then we went to the featherweight division for a second round sub by Darren Elkins on Luis Eduardo Garagora. Went to the heavyweight division then for a first round sub by Alexander Romanov on Marco Ruggiero de Lima. And then the featured prelim was a third round knockout of Bevan Lewis by Trevin Giles. So then we opened the main card with Claudia Gadea taking on Yan Xiaonan. Both of these girls looking to make steps towards a straw weight title match. And in this match, it was Yan Xiaonan that came out victorious all the way through the fight. It was pretty much a game against the accurate and heavy hitting striking of Xiaonan versus the clinch and the control of Gadea. In all three rounds, Xiaonan totally outstruck her opponent, really turned up the heat. The first round was probably Gadea's most successful round. She had a lot of control up against the cage. She got a couple of takedowns, but Xiaonan was still able to stay busy underneath and was able to land a lot of shots off the back. Going into the second round, Xiaonan just seemed to turn it up. Her shots were harder. They were more accurate. They were faster. Gadea was still popping her own off, but Xiaonan was just becoming more and more dominant, and she could tell that she had the impetus. Going into the third, and it was a lot of the same, except Xiaonan really continued to stick and move and use those punch combinations. Gadea tried to clinch game again up against the cage, but Xiaonan could feel that Gadea was weakening through being tired, and was able to spin it around and get her own control on the fence. It was just a very classy victory by Xiaonan, and that should push her at least into the top five and looking up to getting maybe a title shot against the strawweight champion. So then going into the second fight on the card, we had the Georgian Jika Chikadze on a huge win streak, taking on late replacement Jamie Simmons. And yeah, unfortunately for Simmons, who's made he's made some real moves on the regional circuit. I think he won his first title a couple of weeks ago. This was maybe a little bit of a step up too early. Fair play to him for coming and stepping up, but Chikadze was just easily the more classy and more just more rounded fighter. Obviously, we know Chikadze is as a kickboxing champion. That's his bread and butter. He looks to finish with the head kick, and he did that in this match. Simmons came, and it was actually quite energetic in the beginning of the fight. He certainly gave Chikadze a lot to think about. Was able to avoid a lot of the kicks at the beginning. He tried to scramble and lock up Chikadze, which is something that you would have to do to avoid those head kicks. But once Chikadze found his range and his space, he was able to land a body kick, which took the arms away from protecting the head as Simmons was looking to stop another body kick, and Chikadze just followed up with a head kick, put Simmons on the floor, followed it with a bit of ground and pounding, and it was all she wrote. Well played on Simmons for taking the fight, but Chikadze, they're going 4-0, quite a few fighters recently going 4-0 in 2020, and he's again looking to make a big move. He's called out Jeremy Stephens after the fight, so yeah, but well played to Chikadze there. Middle of the card now, and we have Ruane Barcelos taking on Kelly Tahar. And this was pretty much a one-sided victory for Barcelos. Especially in the first couple of rounds, Barcelos' shots were just a lot more crisp than Tahar's. And what Barcelos had in was also a better kicking game. He was able to sweep to half his feet quite a few times, landed a few shots. Whenever Tahar got some action going, he was able to hurt Barcelos, but it just wasn't enough of it in the first couple of rounds at least. And when Barcelos fired back, you could see that he was clipped quite a lot. And what Barcelos adds to the game as well is those huge knees. Going into the second round, Barcelos went back to the legs again. Tahar started to fight back, and Barcelos went in with his knees, hit a low kick which got the cup, which meant we saw a couple of minutes break whilst Tahar regathered his little boys. But as soon as we got back, and both guys were back swinging kicks and punches again. At the end of the second round, we get a massive punches from Barcelos, and he's looking, he was going for the finish, but the klaxon saves Tahar, and we get into a third round. As we started the third round, it felt that Tahar had kind of gathered his mental faculties, and he was coming out quite aggressive, but Barcelos just chopped his legs again, but Barcelos started to follow those kicks up with punches, and was able to take Tahar down. Tahar did well to defend, but he got locked in a chin lock, but was able to escape, giving Barcelos top position. He was able to posture up, landing some ground and pound, and then Tahar was able to scramble, turns around, and they both jump to the feet and move into a clinch. Barcelos then pulls away and gets some shots off. Tahar really brought the fight in this third round, and really tried to answer the damage that Barcelos had done. But Barcelos was just the better fighter, I think. He was still landing the combinations going into the final few seconds. Right at the end, they had Barcelos landed a knee and another low kick that takes Tahar to the floor, and they just were just absolutely trading bombs. And after the fight, both guys collapsed into a heap, just really proud of the way that they'd fought. And Ronny Barcelos goes to 5-0 after this, so it's a great victory for him. Going into then the co-main event, we had the legendary heavyweight of Andrei Arlovsky taking on Tanner Bowser. Tanner Bowser, who's looking a lot more ripped. He's really put a lot of work in his conditioning and in his strength, and he looked a lot better fighter. The only problem in this fight was he was massively, massively gun-shy in all three rounds. I mean, this fight went to decision. All three judges giving it 29-28 to Arlovsky. Bowser had the better first round. Arlovsky has been known recently for having quite a slow start to his fights. Bowser was looking for a counter fight. Arlovsky was looking for a counter fight. Both of them were kind of avoiding each other. A very patient start, but Bowser was landing more of the leg kicks. So he was certainly the most busy of the two. Arlovsky went for some head kicks, and that got blocked, and he missed the follow up punch combination. Bowser didn't really throw much in the way of punches, but he won the round for me just on the basis of the leg kicks. Going into the second round, he kind of like was sticking to that game, but Arlovsky started to switch it up, and he was throwing back kicks for kicks, and they were kind of like trading. Arlovsky started to land more punches, and he could see that he'd discovered his range. His right hand was doing a lot of damage to Tanner Bowser. The issue was Bowser wasn't throwing anything back. So going into the third round, when it looked very, very close on the judges' scorecards, Bowser didn't seem to push the pace enough for me. He fell into the trap that Arlovsky had wanted him to fall into. He was coming forward, trying to chop the legs, but Arlovsky was hitting the kicks and then landing shots. There was a lovely spinning backfist from Bowser, but there was just not enough of it. Bowser just seemed kind of happy to stick with the leg kicks. He felt that they were winning him the fight, but And to be fair, he did kind of like cause cuts and bruises to Arlovsky's leg, granted, but it just felt like he didn't do enough in terms of striking to win this fight, and Arlovsky was the more active with his fists, and he landed a lot more shots and he did a lot more damage. So the judges end up giving it 2-1 to Arlovsky, and I kind of have to agree with him. And Arlovsky's going on a bit of a run with wins recently. So then we go into the main event, the fact that this card was built around Thiago Santos and Glover Teixeira. But both these guys looking to stamp their claim on a title match against Jan Błachowicz. Thiago Santos coming into the fight as the number one rank, and Glover coming in as the number three rank. And wow, what a fight this was to watch, just end to end. So the first round starts with Santos rushing to the centre and able to control the middle of the octagon, trying his capoeira kicks as he tends to do. He lands a beautiful right hand, and you could see straight away that Teixeira is hurt from it, and Amy sat thinking this fight's going to be over pretty soon. Santos tries to pounce and land some more shots, gets Teixeira to the floor, but Teixeira pops up and shoots for the takedown like almost a desperation shoot. He was able to withstand the shots of Santos and still basically climb up his legs and lift and slam Santos to the ground, getting to a mount position, and it was so back and forth that Santos probably thought the fight was over, and then suddenly he's in a scramble for the finish, and Teixeira almost had the arm triangle, but Santos was able to get free, but Teixeira then postures up and was starting raining in punches and elbows. Santos was just trapped on the floor. He was able to pull into guard, which was a good spot, but it was clear that Teixeira was dominant here. He just finishes the round with absolutely wailing on Santos. He was very, very lucky to survive the first round, especially considering the fact that he almost finished Teixeira in the first few seconds. So going into the second round, Santos come in and he switched stance, but Teixeira just walks towards him and drags him to the floor. Santos's ground game was really, really exposed in this fight with Teixeira. Teixeira was able to just wail a load of damage on Santos, just totally in control, just absolutely destroying Santos. I mean, Santos was trying to be active, but his shots were just not threatening Teixeira at all. Teixeira was just able to just wail away on Santos and was able to keep himself in control and on top. Santos was just not able to do anything. The saving grace for Santos in this round was the fact that he was able to stop Teixeira getting to full mount, because if he had a done, he would have absolutely just hammer-fisted his face into the canvas. But he did end up getting the back and was able to put a choke in just as the bell sounded, though. It was such a dominant round by Teixeira, especially after, like I said, the beginning, where I thought it was all done in the first 30-40 seconds of the fight, and now we're looking at Teixeira really on the front foot. So going into the third round, and we get Santos finally stuffing a takedown, and he lands a shot that sends Teixeira reeling, knocks him to the canvas. Santos dived on top looking to capitalise, but he slipped into half guard. Teixeira quickly recovered, but he was down on the floor. Santos was landing a lot of heavy shots, but again, much like in the first round, where Teixeira had this almost superhuman burst of strength, he was able to do that and scramble and get a sweep on Santos, and instantly puts himself back into the control again at a point where he was almost out of the fight. He able to instantly switch to back, gets the choke, squeezes on, and Santos ended up tapping. So a great victory from Glover Teixeira, beating the number one contender, and that obviously must rubber stamp him as the next challenger. Heartbreaking stuff for Thiago Santos, and Glover was so magnanimous in victory when he was hugging and speaking to Santos. But what a great victory for Teixeira. What a great fight, and well worthy of the card. So next week's card has been filled out a little bit more from how it was a few days ago. So we've got quite a few fights now announced. No kind of prelims or no kind of like fight arrangement. All we know is that the main fight is Islam Makhachev versus Rafael Dos Anjos. But we've also got Kellen Williams against Abdul Razak Al Hassan. We've got Daniel Rodriguez taking on Brian Barberina. Kay Hansen against Corey McKenna in the women's strawweight. Ashley Yoder and Miranda Granger in the women's strawweight. Yeah, it's Randa Marcos and Kanako Murata in the women's strawweight. So there's a lot of fights being added to next week's card. It will just be interesting to see how they line up, because the UFC are throwing events at us thick and fast. So yeah, tune in to us next week to hear that. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby, follow Carlos at Kirby _ Carlos, follow the amazing networks that we're on at Viz Global Media, at thechairshot.com, and at Shooting Sports Itch. Thank you all for listening, and that is the end.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.